Indiana Democrats submitted a letter to the Speaker of the House calling for an investigation into sexual assault allegations against Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill. Hill is accused of sexual assault by four women. He has been asked to step down from his post by top Democratic and Republican lawmakers in the state. He is accused by Munster, Indiana Democratic Representative Maria Candelaria Reardon, along with three legislative staffers, of sexual harassment and assault. Representative Reardon, Gabrielle McLemore, and Nikki Da Silva have publicly accused the state's highest law enforcement official of inappropriate and illegal behavior during an end-of-the-legislative session party in March at AJ's Lounge in Indianapolis. Hill allegedly groped the four women several times throughout the evening and made sexist remarks towards them. Hill denies the allegations and refuted calls for his ouster during a press conference last week.
I never dreamed this could happen to me. And yet, here I stand. I stand before you a condemned man, condemned without trial, condemned without notice, condemned without the benefit of any basic rights that ensure fairness. These past several days have witnessed my name and reputation dragged through the gutter in ways I would have never imagined. Apparently, in this climate, the standard is guilty, and who cares if you're innocent? Let me explain how this played out. Late Friday afternoon on the 29th of June, minutes before boarding a flight, I first learned about an internal investigation completed by an outside law firm to review workplace sexual harassment allegations. 3 days later, the press had published a leaked memo documenting this investigation. Within hours of its release, there were calls for my resignation. Not only was I already convicted, it was without an opportunity to be heard, let alone receive any notice of the accusations. I now stand falsely and publicly accused of abhorrent behavior. These false allegations have irretrievably damaged my reputation. Folks, we are living in a time where accusations alone have the power of conviction.
Democratic lawmakers, including Bloomington Representative Matt Pierce, submitted a letter today to House Speaker Brian Bosma's office. The letter calls for an official investigation into the allegations against Attorney General Hill and Hill's subsequent denial of the allegations.
Well, what I've joined Representative Dvorak and Representative Delaney in doing today is basically creating a resolution that would call for an investigation to determine whether impeachment is called for. And we've provided that to Speaker Bosma. This really needs to be a bipartisan effort. As you know, the governor and many Republican office holders who called on Attorney General Hill to resign, he appears to not be heeding those calls. And another reason why I think the legislature needs to act, because the Constitution and statutes give us the ability to impeach officers, statewide officers, that aren't worthy of being in office. You know, we had a situation where the Attorney General absolutely denied all the allegations of the victims of that event. And then he said he wanted the prosecutor to look into that, and he thought that would be a fair investigation. Now he has his lawyers, who he's retained, in court fighting, saying there's no grounds for either a prosecutor to be appointed to investigate the situation or for the inspector general to go ahead and investigate and try to determine more factually what happened. And so I think that the legislature is the one place that absolutely has jurisdiction to investigate what happened and to determine whether or not that should result in Attorney General Hill being removed from office. And so what we've done today is simply drafted up the resolution that would begin that process, and we've provided it to the Speaker, and we're asking him to join us, along with the Republicans, to do this in a bipartisan way.
Pierce says, although the legislature is not currently in session, he believes Speaker Bosma could call for the state's Judiciary Committee to meet in order to consider whether to proceed with impeachment articles against Attorney General Hill.
So now you have to decide who is telling the truth. And if it turns out that, as they seem to me, they are credible allegations made by the people who are a victim of that night, then you've got an attorney general who's not being truthful. So we really have to get to the bottom of it because, you know, first of all, the underlying actions, if they are true, would means that he needs to resign, and he's already been called on to resign. And if he's not going to resign, then he needs to be impeached. But you have another issue of if you determine that, in fact, the allegations made are accurate and credible and correct, now you have an attorney general who's not being truthful. And that's also not tenable to have your chief lawyer for the state be someone who does not have credibility because perhaps he's not being truthful.
Pierce says he and other Democratic lawmakers have not heard back from Speaker Bosma's office after submitting the calls today for a Judiciary Convention. Hill replaced his communications director and used his official press channel to refute the allegations against him as recently as Thursday.